I'm Heather Vail with the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show, and today I'm on site at Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada for their special Wish Upon a Neon Star event, where President and CEO Scott Rosenzweig will be presenting the first ever Beacon of Hope Award to magician and illusionist Chris Angel for his major contributions to helping sick kids, and we'll be talking with both of them. Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada is also unveiling the brand new neon star sign on their building. Well, not exactly brand new. It's actually from the historic Riviera Hotel and Casino on the Las Vegas Strip, but it's on loan from the Neon Museum, and it's hanging on Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada for the next year. The first project in the Neon Museum's Adopt-A-Sign loan program, and we'll have Aaron Berger, Executive Director of the Neon Museum, to tell us about that. So yeah, it's a pretty cool event. We've got lots of stars, lots of firsts. Let's go check it out. I'm speaking with Scott Rosenzweig, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada. So Scott, why is it so important for Make-A-Wish to have the historic neon star from the Riviera Hotel and Casino? What's the connection that makes it so special?
Well, the connection is that about 3 years ago when I was walking the Neon Museum, I saw this star, and then I got a hold of Aaron Berger, the executive director, and I said, what's it going to take to get me one of those stars? Because it's perfectly branded, but more importantly, there are 58 chapters across the U.S. We are the chapter for Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada, and to be able to have a piece of Vegas history that will become a beacon of hope to our families and children going through some of the darkest times, I can't imagine a better fit than having this loan from the Neon Museum.
And speaking of Beacon of Hope, why are you giving the Beacon of Hope Award to magician Chris Angel tonight?
Well, Chris Angel has walked with Make-A-Wish for many years now. He's granted 49 wishes across the U.S. for kids who wanted to meet him, but due to his generosity last year, he actually granted 59 of our 174 record-breaking wishes that we granted during our last fiscal year. And besides that, he's a confidant and a friend now for me. We recently had a kiddo who wanted a tattoo wish. It's the first tattoo wish we've ever done. And I said, Chris, you got to help a brother out. I'm putting permanent ink on a kid. It's making me very nervous. And he said, I'll get a hold of my tattoo artist, which he did. And then he took care of Donovan's wish. So Chris has been a true beacon of hope for children with cancer. His own son went through that journey. I granted his son Johnny Christopher's wish in 2019. That's the first time that we met. And now through the Johnny Christopher Children's Charitable Foundation, he's doing incredible work for children, not only here in Southern Nevada, but across the U.S.
That's fantastic. And what other kinds of conditions do kids have that you're able to help bring a little bit of happiness into their life through the Make-A-Wish program?
So for us, it's a life-threatening illness. So that could be a child waiting for an organ transplant, or they just got an organ transplant, of course, cancer. So it's really about a life-threatening situation. And what we try and do at Make-A-Wish is that we write the prescription for hope. While doctors write for medicine, we write for hope. We want to take them out of that medical journey to see themselves as they will be or can be after that medical journey and the future that they'll have.
Awesome. So where could listeners go if they want to find out more about what you do here at Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada?
It's very simple. wish.org/SNV, like Southern Nevada. And honestly, it takes a village to raise a child, but a community to grant a wish. So we would love to add to our community.
That's so awesome. So once again, wish.org/SNV. And this has been Scott Rosenzweig from Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you.
And now I'm speaking with Aaron Berger, Executive Director of the Neon Museum. So Aaron, what exactly is the Neon Museum's Adopt-A-Sign loan program?
So this is really exciting for us. This is the first time that we have taken either an underseen or a sign from our collection and brought it out and made it available for loan. So this is a new program that we've started, and it really goes to credit to Scott, who said, I want this sign. And so then we created a program around Scott. So it really should be Adopt-A-Sign/Scott's Wish is really what it's called. But it has been an amazing process of us trying to determine how can we take signs out of the collection, get them out of storage, or ones that are in the boneyard that aren't getting the attention that they deserve, and get them into the public viewing and let people learn from them, which is our mission.
Yeah, absolutely. And how long does the loan last?
So the loan is a one-year loan. We come out periodically and check on the condition of the piece to make sure that it is being cared for and it is safe so that it outlives all of our generations. I think this sign is really particularly important because not only is it, of course, reminiscent of the logo for Make-A-Wish and ties that history there, but also Southern Nevada with it being tied to the Riviera Star. It's created by a woman named Marge Williams. Marge Williams worked in a male-dominated industry of male sign makers. So there are so many great stories that come to this. And so as we talk about kids going through sort of a dark period, here's a little bit of light. And that's really exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. And especially having a woman designer. And similarly, of course, the famous Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign was designed by a woman.
Betty Willis, exactly. And a very important one. And I think a lot of Las Vegans know the name Betty Willis. So one of the missions of the Neon Museum is to try and bring out the story of women, the story of the Latino community, the Black community, the people who have really contributed to make the city as diverse and wonderful as it is. So it's exciting. We're never going to ever diminish what Betty Willis has done for our city, but here's yet another woman who made a major impact on our city.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And are you planning to adopt out more signs on loan program?
We are. This has been a wonderful opportunity for us to explore what does a loan look like and how does that shape up and what are the parameters of that loan, and to do it with a good friend like Scott, who has not only been a lover of the Neon Museum and a member of the museum for quite a while, but to be able to do this in a way that we can do this as friends and really kind of figure this out together. It's been great. So yeah, more to come.
Fantastic. So where could listeners go if they want to find out more about the Neon Museum?
Go to the Neon Museum website at neonmuseum.org.
Okay, so once again, neonmuseum.org. That's neonmuseum.org. And we've been speaking with Aaron Berger, who's the executive director of the Neon Museum. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
All right. I'm Heather Vail with Odyssey Las Vegas, and I am speaking with magician and illusionist Chris Angel, who just received the Beacon of Hope Award at Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada. Now, Chris, your public image is kind of bad boy rock and roll, but in reality, you're a big philanthropist, and for the past several decades, you've been giving back to the community, especially kids, from your own charitable foundation to granting a ton of wishes for Make-A-Wish of not just Southern Nevada, but Make-A-Wish across the country. Why is helping kids so important to you?
You know, my dad passed away when he was 6 years young in my arms with my brothers, and my mom was there, and my dad loved children. I was 30 years old when he died, and I just made a commitment that I was going to try to do what I could do to help others and children, their innocence, and you know, they should be worrying about playing with toys and, you know, having friends and doing what kids do, not worried about going to the hospital and, you know, and dealing with life and death, quite frankly. And, you know, my son was born after I was doing work in New York in 2001, 2000. Before anybody knew who I was raising money for pediatric cancer and other childhood diseases. And then when I had my own child, and then lo and behold, he was diagnosed with the very disease that I thought I knew about, but I really had no clue because I was looking at it from a very different lens. When you actually have a child that's going through these life-threatening diseases, it changes your perspective and it reevaluates what's important in life. You never see a hearse pulling a U-Haul truck, and that's because nothing means anything except the experiences and the memories you create with the people you love. And my children are my everything, and I would do anything in the world for them. Chris Angel is what I do to pay my bills and to donate money, but Christopher is who I am in my heart. And that is what I'm most proud of, because Chris Angel, people can think whatever they want to think, but Christopher is the guy that, you know, really connects to causes and to children and wants to make a difference. Even if I'm only one grain of sand on a huge beach, I want to be that grain of sand, and I want to be the best version I can be, and I want to try to help as many kids as I possibly can, because I've been so blessed with success beyond my wildest dreams that for me just to keep it for myself would just make me the most inhumane, miserable douchebag you could possibly be. So my whole thing is to be light, love, and positivity, and to inspire people to try to do better, and to try to help children, and to try to put positivity out there, to try to raise money and awareness and do good things in the world. Life is so precious. We don't know how many moments we have. Every moment's a gift. So we got to make the most of it, and we have to live by example. And so I've made lots of mistakes in my life, but you can never be judged on what you have done in your past. It's never too late to change, and life is death without change. So you need to think about the future and how that's going to define who you are, because that is truly what's important. And I'm trying to be the best version of myself as a dad, as a partner, and as a human being.
Now, that must have been really devastating for your son to be diagnosed with the very disease that you've been out there helping other kids. But speaking of spreading the positivity, in what ways did that negativity inspire you to spread even more positivity and help even more kids?
Well, I don't believe, good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. And my child having that disease, initially, and it's horrendous. It's life changing. I'm always, always thinking about that. But it changed who I was for the better. And, God works in mysterious ways. And lots of people, when something bad happens, they curse God. Instead, I look at it as a lesson and try to make lemonade out of lemons. And I wouldn't change anything, because my son is the most amazing human being that I know. His brightness and his spirit and his light and his love and his selflessness for a 9-year-old boy is unlike anything I've seen. And that had a profound effect on me and evolved and transformed me as a human being to try to be a better person, to try to be a more generous person. And the more I give, God keeps on blessing me, the more I get, and I don't really look at it as negativity. I kind of look at it, and some people might say this is really strange, but a gift.
Yeah, that's awesome. What a great outlook. And you got the first beacon of hope from Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada tonight. How does that feel?
It's amazing, but I don't do what I do for different honors or awards. It's obviously amazing to be acknowledged. Scott is an amazing president here at Make-A-Wish of Southern Nevada. And he's always been very kind, and we try to do everything that we can with the Johnny Christopher Children's Charitable Foundation, which people can donate at chrisangelhelp.com, and every single cent that we raise, not a penny comes out for any expense of any kind. We take every cent and we put it towards these kids, and I fund every expense out of my pocket. So I have that relationship with Scott, with Make-A-Wish of Southern Nevada. I've worked with Make-A-Wish nationally, Cure for the Kids, lots of different organizations, but Scott's a hard worker. He really cares about what he's doing. He understands the importance of what he's doing, because people don't understand. They only want to treat the physicality of a disease. They don't realize there's also a mental component. There's also a spiritual component. So when the mind, body, and spirit works together, that's the best type of treatment. So Make-A-Wish of Southern Nevada really provides that mechanism that gives kids the ability to get through the toughest times of their treatment, because they have something to look forward for, their wish being granted. And I would donate every day as much as you possibly can afford to allow those kids to flourish mentally, to have that to look forward for so that physically they can get the treatment they need. And as a whole mind, body, and spirit, they're able to overcome whatever challenge they have with their disease.
Awesome. So chrisangelhelp.com is the website to go to if you want to find out more about his charitable foundation. That's CRISSAngelHelp.com. And what if listeners want to see your current show at Planet Hollywood? What nights are you performing?
Well, more important than my show is this movie I made. It's a short film. It's 13 minutes long. It took me over 6 years to make, about our family's journey with pediatric cancer. It will inspire you. It will touch your heart. It will transform you. It's free. If you can go to chrisangelhelp.com, watch it. Share it, because no parent wants to ever get those words. They don't want to hear those words. Your son, your daughter has. It's the darkest day. So this is designed for people to watch it, whether they're confronting that or not, because you won't feel alone. It will inspire you. It will touch your heart. And it's well worth the 13 minutes. And if people do want to come to see my show, I happen to have a little show called Mind Freak at Planet Hollywood. And out of all the shows in Vegas, I hear that we're the number one best-selling show. And it's, I think, because people really go on a roller coaster ride. They don't know what to expect. I'm levitating. I'm flying around. I vanish. I appear in the audience. And it's a big party celebrating life, and we talk about what these kids go through in a very moving, artistic segment that I think people really enjoy, because it really touches them in a way that we use art in a profound way to really connect with the purest form of magic, the magic of emotion.
That's awesome. And I agree. I watched the 13-minute documentary. It's extremely moving and powerful. ChrisAngelHelp.com is where you can see it. And thank you so much for everything you do for the community, Chris, and for being here with us and not disappearing in the middle of my interview. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. And I'm sorry about the glasses, even though you can't see it over the radio or however you're streaming this. But if you were here, you would see I had glasses on. But it's because I was training today, and I got pretty beat up, so and I was running late, so I apologize. But thank you so much for all the work that you all are doing on behalf of these kids. We can never do enough.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Learning your child has cancer causes an emotional and financial crisis. Often, the best place for treatment is far from home. But with the help of the National Children's Cancer Society, children battling cancer can get to life-saving treatment, whether it's across town or across the country. To learn how we give families hope and give their children the best shot at survival, visit thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. Because no family should go through childhood cancer alone.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and I'm speaking with Paulette Anderson, Executive Director for the Las Vegas Chapter of Speedway Children's Charities. Their annual PJ 5K run and 1 mile walk is coming up on November 12th. Paulette, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for the invitation.
So what exactly does Speedway Children's Charities do?
Yes, thank you for asking. So the organization, it's a nonprofit organization, a 501c3. We, in a nutshell, Heather, we raise money all year through various events such as NASCAR that just took place this past weekend and our famous PJ 5K and other events. And all the money we raise stays local to help kids in need. So we award grants to different local children's charities. So for instance, last December 2022, we were so fortunate that we were able to give 63 local children's charities over $500,000. That was the first time in a really long time. So we gave money away, as I said, in the form of grants to different children's charities, grants to send children that have certain illnesses that want to go to a summer camp, but they need doctors, nurses on staff. We've given grants to pay for shoes and socks. We've given grants so that children that are in foster care, if they needed beds and pillows and pajamas, whatever they needed to help them. Last year, we gave a huge grant for $50,000 to Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth. And that helped to pay for homeless children so that they could have bus passes, so that they could go to school, they could go to work, they can continue their lives off the street. And also, those very big grant also went to pay for a van so that they can go into the community and they can help children right there instead of children who don't always know about their facility. So they go out to them and try to advise them and give them career opportunities and so forth. So we sure do a lot in terms of the money that we distribute to the local community. It's such a variety of ways that we touch children in the Valley.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, you mentioned 63 local children's charities. Uh-huh. Right. I didn't even know we had that many here. Now, I am familiar with NPHY, Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth, that you mentioned. What are some of the other ones that you work with and give grants to?
Sure, sure. Let me tell you, there's even a lot more than 63, but we've given grants to Assistance League of Las Vegas, to Children's Heart Foundation, to Ronald McDonald House, Little Lucy's, Miracle Flights for Kids, After School All-Stars, just so many, Diabetes Association. So some of these names stand out, like a Ronald McDonald House and a Make-A-Wish, but there are also smaller organizations that we give funds to, Project 150, so that groups, especially during COVID, some of these organizations were doing pop-up pantries. So a lot of the products that they had that might last a year went very fast during COVID time. So we were able to grant these organizations money so that they can buy more food and supplies for children.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we work a lot with all children in need, Heather, but we're working a lot. It seems we are moving in a direction with more foster care and orphan and sexual trafficking and helping kids in these situations. But we continue to give funds. I Care for Kids is another one that pops in my mind. We've given them $5,000 to $10,000 each year for filling out the grant process so that they can buy eyeglasses for children. These are things we don't even think about. We just assume everybody has insurance, but they don't. So our grants help families so they can provide the best services for their children.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously you're giving out a lot of money through grants, so you have to be raising a lot of funds. So let's talk about the one that you've got coming up, which is the PJ 5K Run and 1 Mile Walk. What's that all about?
Yes, I'm so excited, Heather, and I'm so excited that Odyssey is back on board this year, especially because it's a great event, but it's our 10th annual. So we all love milestones, don't we? Whatever it is, personal, professional. So the PJ 5K, it's a run and 1 mile walk. And it's not timed, although people we know like to time themselves these days, but it's just like a real fun event where participants, including children and even pets, come out in their pajamas. So we're talking 2,000 to 2,500 people and pets have come out here and they run and walk. They push kids in strollers. They walk their dogs, have to be on a leash, through the magnificent glittering lights at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So your audience is probably, I can't imagine if they're not, but if they are, the lights, the 5 million plus lights that go under the tunnels at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, it's where you drive your car through mid-November through the first week in January. Well, that's one particular night on Sunday, November 12th, people get to actually walk, not in your car, you're actually walking and running through 5 million plus lights. And it's just, I've had people come out so many years. I've met people who have been with us when I have a couple that were just going to get married. And then over the years, she was pregnant with their first child. And now the kid comes out and now the baby's in a stroller and now walking. So it's an amazing experience. Where else do you get to go? In your flannels or your onesies and your matching ones, of course, for your dogs. You run and walk through. And guess what? When you hit the finish line, what do you think's waiting for you? But none other than cookies and milk. Because in your pajamas, and they literally go hand in hand. So it's just so much fun. And then what's really cool is that Well, it's all cool as far as I'm concerned, but we like to continue to pay it back to the community. So we encourage our participants to bring new children's pajamas with them. And when they do, we put them in a raffle to win tickets to the March 2024 NASCAR race. So every year, we usually get like 300 to 400 pairs of pajamas. So we divide them up at the Speedway. And then I will donate them to local children's hospitals. And sometimes we'll give to local children's charities that maybe weren't funded. Maybe the grant application just didn't go through. It wasn't filled out properly. So I still want to do something. So since we can't give them money, I'll give them a bag of maybe 50 new pair of kids' pajamas. So we pay it forward at the PJ 5K. We like to just keep giving.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. All right. So we know it happens on Sunday, November 12th. It happens at the Speedway. What time does this happen?
Yes. So it starts at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, November 12th. So people can register online in advance. They can register at the actual PJ 5K on November 12th, starting at 3 p.m. And then they can also come on Thursday, November 9th, from 3 to 6. We'll be at Velocity Sports, which is in Town Square. And some people remember it as GameWorks. We've had packet pickup there for numerous years. And now that they're Velocity, they welcomed us back with open arms. So you could do the 5K, you can do the 1 mile, you can get your company involved. You can all walk together. I have one company that one of the folks there to build employee morale and increase health benefits, this person actually pays for all their employees that want to do it. They pay for them. For incentive, and they've had 300, 350 or more every year come out, which is a really neat thing to do for businesses listening in if you want to do that. Or you can just come with your family. We do have once in a while serious runners, but we mostly, honestly, Heather, we have people that they just kind of want to walk through. And if you run fast, you don't really get to see everything.
Yeah.
So it's fun to take pictures. Sometimes we have people serenading the walkers, runners as they're going underneath. The lights from Glittering Lights are just astounding. The displays are so beautiful. Glittering Lights has won awards nationwide just for being one of the best holiday spectacular show in Southern Nevada in Las Vegas. So people love the Glittering Lights. Plus, Glittering Lights donates a portion of every vehicle that goes through to Speedway Children's Charities. So that's another big group that's super generous. And then, like I said, they're letting us have that one special night to do this event. It will end promptly at 4:30 to 6, because it does need to open for cars to come through about 6:30. But we've done it every year. We get everybody in and out by 6:30, believe it or not. They cross the finish line, get cookies and milk. We also give finisher medals to everyone because it's so much fun. And I know how much people love to hang that on their walls at home or in their offices that they participated. And you've seen pictures and just the outfits, the pajamas that come out are just so darling, the people in their pajamas.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, so beyond taking part in a fun event, obviously, what else do participants receive?
Okay, so they receive, and the entries are anywhere from $15 to $35, depending on if you're doing the walk or the run. We'll have different mascots around town. They come out here so you can get your photo. We have the superheroes. We have some of the sports teams. So the children and the adults get their picture taken with them. They love that. We have raffles here before the event starts. We'll have numerous presents or gifts you can buy, which can roll over into giving out for our holiday season. And then, like I said, they run through, walk through. They get to see the lights. They also get a $5 coupon that they can use if they want to drive through the lights. So it'll be $5 off what they would pay in their car. So that's really nice. And the cookies and milk and the finisher medal and, you know, just an opportunity. One person I talked to who helped do some media interviews with me, she had said that she utilizes our PJ 5K as the kickoff to her holiday season. So whenever she comes out to our event in their pajamas, her and her lady friends go back to one of their homes and they all have hot chocolate and cookies. And that's what they consider their holiday kickoff. Everyone's are a little different, but how about that?
That's awesome.
PJ 5K is their kickoff to the season. So, and we've got like Academica Nevada sponsoring it and Levy and Nostalgia Street Rods and Royal Wire. And I do want to give them a shout out with Odyssey and Las Vegas Motor Speedway and Glittering Lights at the Speedway, just because it really does you know, take a community to put on an event of this size. And so we count on their support to help us with our expenses and publicity. So I appreciate you.
Perfect. Okay. So you mentioned that there's some raffles, and we know that if people donate PJs, they're entered into the raffle to win tickets for the March 2024 NASCAR races. But what are some of the other raffle prizes?
Well, we are in the middle of putting them together, but I can say that we have this like enormous stuffed teddy bear. It's a polar bear from Ray's Coca-Cola, since they're a sponsor and provide all the water. We also have some tickets from Velocity, which again used to be GameWorks. They're giving us a nice pack that's worth a few hundred dollars. And we'll just have other fun things out here for family. I always remind them before they come, because we all know pajamas don't have pockets, right? So we want to make sure that people can, you know, take advantage. We've had a bike donated from Ray's Coca-Cola. It was so fun when the person I saw won it. I was just so happy because I had seen her at other events and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. So we'll have like a bunch of ways to buy raffle tickets and so forth. And then they can go out. Last year we had somebody from a circus, local circus, and they came out with what they call the Globe of Death with their motorcycle going up and down. And that was really neat. So we're still working on what we're securing, but we do have UNLV cheerleaders coming out. And we have Critical Comics that go to the different hospitals. They've been at our PJ 5K for years, and we love them. And we have a gentleman from Boulder City who provides the sound system and MCs, and that is so tremendous as well. It gets the group dancing, doing line. I mean, when you see thousands of people in jammies line dancing, it's a riot. And it's so much fun. And it's our 10th annual. I love that I can't believe we've been doing this. And we did try during COVID, we did a virtual one. We tried anything to make money for the children, because just because COVID was here, you know, these kids still need services. So we had to kind of pivot and figure out how we were going to still be able to raise funds during a really trying time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Now, besides the PJ 5K run, which you've been doing for 10 years, what other fundraising events do you have throughout the year?
Well, we just finished NASCAR and we had about four events. We had a truck show going on. We had a live auction. We had an online auction. So come March, if you're a NASCAR fan, look up Speedway Children's Charities, because we always host numerous events right here on property. And we raised over $100,000 this past weekend. I am so excited. That's going to go into the pot of all the money that's been collected this year for us to distribute. So the PJ 5K is our last big event before the end of the year, where we'll distribute in December X amount of money to X amount of children's charities. So the fact that we brought in 100 grand this past weekend is going to mean we're going to really be able to honor a lot more grants because of that and all the other money we've been raising since January. But a lot of people know about Speedway Children's Charities Laps for Charity. That's where individuals take their own personal vehicle. It's got to be street legal. They bring their own vehicle and they drive on the super speedway. So just like NASCAR was here and the drivers. So you take your personal vehicle, you drive around the super speedway 5 to 7 laps. You go 75 miles per hour. There's 10 cars in a row. That event is so much fun. You go up on the banking, just like a NASCAR driver does. Of course, they're a little faster, but going 75, when people say, oh, I could do that on the highway. Let me tell you, when you go up on that banking, it's a little bit different. So we do that every beginning of the year, and then we do it at the end. Like we did it in August under the lights. So people literally drove under the lights of the speedway that even NASCAR, they don't do, because most races are during the day. So I'm happy to announce that we do have a date, Sunday, February 4th. So Sunday, February 4th from 1 to 4. We will have our Laps for Charity, February 4th. It's the week before Super Bowl. No worries, people. You don't have to miss it. And you literally take your car. I mean, you could take your Nissan. Listen, we have had different companies come out. You can do it in a group like a fleet. Fabulous. You can bring your car. Some people have rented cars. Really fun. We have people that have brought out like station wagons from back in the day. Hey, listen, again, as long as it's street legal, we have a group of, it's called the Slingshots of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And have you ever heard of those kind of groups?
Yeah.
And they come out, especially at night, they light it up. It's so fab. It reminded me of Light Bright as a little girl playing it, the way the lights were so bright.
Yeah. But
they come out full force, and they'll bring like 10 to 20 of their folks from their club, because we get a lot of car clubs too. I have to say, a lot of car clubs. We usually get 32 to 34 car clubs, and they're made up. Participants are like 10 to 40 people come out for car clubs. They do car clubs. If they want to register, they must register with me. We work with them in the morning, 8 to noon. Then the general public and the VIPs are in the afternoon. What an event. We make anywhere from $35,000 to $45,000 that day, because people just want to drive on the super speedway, because it is an experience like none other to tell people. And we take their picture in their car there. So you've got the speedway background, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So we'll do that in February, and we'll do that again in August. We don't have a date for that yet. Then we'll have, of course, NASCAR, and we'll have multiple activities for that.
Okay, so where can people go? You mentioned they can sign up, they can register online for the upcoming 10th annual PJ 5K run and 1 mile walk. So what's the website where they can do that?
Well, they can just go to our main website, and that's Speedway Charities, IES, speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas, typed out speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas. Sign up. It'll take you to active.com, where a lot of people use for 5Ks and 1 mile and other events in town that are those type of events. Go online, start looking for some seriously cute pajamas. I mean, people come out in their tutus. I've never seen in my life, Heather, so many dogs in pajamas. The first year we got these photos back, and I couldn't believe how many dogs I saw. It was so funny because, you know, you're walking straight ahead. They're way down on the ground. So yeah. We have so many dogs. You can bring your precious little dog. We don't charge you for your dog to be out there. Must be on a leash, and you must pick up after your dog. And we just want everyone to be safe. It's not fair to people or your dogs to be scared, because there's so many people. And Heather, I would love if we could go over 2,000, because it's such an amazing event. We love getting the pajamas. We love paying it forward, even when the money's in the bank for PJ. We just love this. If anyone's listening and you want to donate your time to volunteer, we always need volunteers. I didn't share that. Volunteers are the heart of any nonprofit. So yeah. If you have volunteers, interested companies that want to get their, you know, they've got a volunteer program and they want to get involved with a local children's charity, love to have you. There's so many opportunities with our events. Schools often get involved. We're always looking for support for the weekend of our activities. So that's always something we're looking forward to. If a sponsor or company's listening and they think, you know what, we'd really like to work with a local children's charity, I'm your girl, because we definitely promote through social media. We don't just have our hands out. Ask, ask, ask. We like to reciprocate. We like to include your logo. We like to include your name everywhere. So definitely get involved with us. Again, we raise money all year through multiple fundraising activities. And then at the end of the year in December, we have a grant ceremony here, and we distribute all of the funds raised to multiple children's charities to help their kids in need. So these kids are counting on us. Some of these groups we've given to, they've got kids in disadvantaged situations. Kids come in, they get 4 or 5 pair of underwear, socks, shirts, pants, all brand new to help them, winter coats. And like I said, pillows, glasses, summer camps for these kids. We buy books for kids, like spread the word. We've given grants to buy books for the children. We've given grants to plant seeds and have a learn how to prepare food healthy, because maybe they don't have that. So they have the seeds and the soil and all this to teach the children. So there's so much that we do to help local kids in need. And we're really proud of our programs, because the kids are counting on us. They're really counting on us. And we have sponsored after school programs. And like I said, with the summer camps and some church camps, that they're just like counting on us to pay for snacks for the children during the course of their time at the summer camp, or with foster care, helping those kids, helping homeless kids, disadvantaged kids. That is our mission, is to help these kids, give them a better life, let them feel like they matter. That's such a big deal to me, that they matter. And they should have nice things just like all the other children. They should never feel different because they might have been born into a situation, or they have a horrible illness that is being monitored. But we want kids to feel the same. I mean, that's been our whole lives. It's just our children's charity can help financially other groups in town so that they can provide direct services to those kids.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay, so speedwaycharities.org is the website to go to if you want to find out more about Speedway Charities and all the stuff they do. If you want to sign up as a volunteer, if you want to donate, speedwaycharities.org. And if you'd like to take part in the 10th annual PJ 5K run and 1 mile walk, that's happening on Sunday, November 12th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. You can register on site at 3 p.m., but it's easier if you register online. So for that, go to speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas, speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas, and just click on the PJ 5K run and 1 mile walk, and you can register there. And again, you'll get a $5 off coupon for glittering lights at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You'll get entered into raffles. And if you bring a pair of new PJs, you'll also get entered into the raffle for tickets for the March 2024 NASCAR races. Wow, what an amazing event. Paulette, I want to thank you so much for being here today and sharing it with us, letting us know all the things you are doing. What amazing contributions to the community and the kids here. So I really appreciate everything you do and especially sharing it with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you for the invitation. It was really nice to meet you and meet your audience. And thank you so much for all you do to promote all charities in the Valley, not just me.
Every child deserves good vision to be able to read, learn, or kick a ball. Each day a child can't see, they fall behind. Together we can change that. Eye Care for Kids is the solution. In the past 21 years, we've helped over 500,000 underserved children with vision screenings, exams, and eyeglasses. Your contribution today can provide the gift of sight for a child tomorrow in Las Vegas. Donate now at eyecare4kids.org.
This is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and joining me is Keith Wargo, CEO of Autism Speaks. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 20% of people with disabilities, including those with autism, are employed. In response to that, Autism Speaks recently launched a new workforce development program called Workplace Inclusion Now, or WIN 2.0. Keith, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Heather. It's great to be here with you.
So why is the employment level for people with disabilities so low?
So that's a great question. I think part of it is there is a lack of understanding of the value of neurodiverse employment. And we are still, we're early in this game of trying to address that through our programs and through similar programs. But as we sit here today, as you mentioned, 20% of individuals with disabilities, including autism, are employed. And for the autism community, we have 5.4 million adults in the U.S. So you think about the supply and demand imbalance there, and the number is quite staggering and really at a crisis level. And when you put that in the context of, the national low unemployment we have, there's a great opportunity here to finally address this problem and move towards a more inclusive workplace and address this issue.
Yeah. So what exactly is this program, Workplace Inclusion Now, or WIN, as you call it?
Right. So Workforce Inclusion Now is a workplace initiative. It really focuses on three distinct partners. We want to partner with the employers, job seekers, as well as the community. We recognize that the community part in diversity employment is critically important. And the centerpiece of it really is a series of online trainings. The first part of that online training is really to help organizations and the community to understand and there's really an awareness about the unique aspects of neurodiversity, the differences in thinking and communication styles that can be brought into the workplace, and the benefits that can come from that, as well as the things that the accommodations that may need to be made. And then the second part of that is really to help companies build strategies so that they can go on their own inclusive workforce initiative. It's a program we hope to roll out through large companies and small. It fits for anybody. And we expect there to be a lot of uptake and hopefully there to be something that really helps drive employment for the community forward. And by the way, it's a completely free offering to companies, individuals, anybody in the community.
Nice. Okay. Now, what are some of the benefits of hiring a neurodiverse employee? And, what specifically do they contribute to the success of a company?
So let me answer that on kind of two levels. First, on a macro level. So there was a recent report done by Accenture which indicated that if we closed that employment gap we were talking about at the top of this, that there would be an uptick or a rise of $25 billion in GDP to the country. So there's obviously, from a macro perspective, it's quite significant. From a micro perspective, what we've seen, and there's been a number, we've done a lot of work on this and other surveys and work has been done. The companies that do neurodiverse hiring, they experience increased productivity. They experience lower turnover and greater loyalty. They also, and a bunch of surveys have shown, at least it's higher customer satisfaction. And so increased even, you know, value in their brand name. And so the way we think about it is, you know, there are great social benefits to individuals who are able to find meaningful work in organizations that brings them purpose in life, that allows them to move to financial independence. So it's good for society for sure, but that it's also good for business.
Yeah, absolutely. Hence the name Win 2.0, because it sounds like a win-win scenario. Win-win-win scenario, actually.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And we've been at, you know, this, we've been through this program. This is 2.0. We've had a pilot for a while, which we've rolled through a number of companies, and that's really informed the data and the experience that we have had. And we've spent the last kind of year or two working through to refine this and make it so that it is accessible and applicable to companies large and small, and to, you know, and to all sorts of job seekers and communities. So yeah, we do think it's a win-win. We think that there is opportunity both to address staffing needs, which exist in many, many countries and counties and companies, as well as to provide opportunities and purpose for individuals who are desperately seeking it.
Nice. Okay. How has your personal experience as a parent of an autistic child shaped your views on the need for neurodiverse hiring?
So I have a son who's 25 years old. I think our path has been relatively typical. AJ was diagnosed at 3, and for the first 22 years of his life, he was, you know, he got some excellent services. We live in New Jersey, which is a state that's got excellent resources. And then, he had a busy day. We had school. He had activities. He had lots of therapies. And then at age 22, that whole support unit, that scaffolding falls away. And there's really very little to look forward to in terms of those sorts of supports. So we had to ourselves, with, you know, work with AJ to find employment for him, to find purpose for him. And it took us about a year. And through a lot of hard work, we were able to find something that had worked for him. But it really was a very rocky time. There really was very little support. And from my perspective, I looked and said, this is something that needs to be addressed. And as a business person, looked and said, when you've got a supply and demand imbalance, yeah, there must be a better way.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we've talked about some of the benefits both to individuals and companies, but what are some of the common obstacles or challenges that a company might face when they're in the process of expanding their hiring to include more disabled or neurodiverse people?
So this is something that Autism Speaks has been very focused on as we've developed this Workplace Inclusion Now program, because we think that it's important to understand the obstacles and to go in eyes wide open. I think the first thing is that, you know, traditional hiring processes, you know, your traditional in-person or maybe today Zoom job interview where there's, you know, back and forth questions, et cetera, that isn't necessarily for all of the population a format that is comfortable or that's going to lead to great success. And so we think that, and what we try to inform and educate on is to have the flexibility around those processes, introducing other ways of running job processes is important in identifying talent. And fortunately, in today's day and age, technology has enabled that to be the case in a way that perhaps wasn't there in the past. I think the second thing is, in a sort of retention and career development, I mean, the reality is that we're relatively early in the neurodiverse hiring process. And I think that the classic processes of thinking about our retention and promotion, oftentimes they fit well for individuals, but sometimes it may take, you know, a little bit more work to figure out what skill sets are working and what job opportunities for development continue to be there. So I think it's something that is absolutely, in my own personal life, it's something that absolutely can be done, but it needs to be a little bit more planful, it needs to be done a little bit more differently. And again, Autism Speaks, we, part of our program is to help companies think through that. And I think the final thing is just support. Right. I mean, I think today most companies are, you know, in their DEA and I processes or, you know, embracing employee resource groups or ERGs, as they're sometimes called. And that's something that's important to really all to many employees, but certainly for folks with neurodiversity. And then just other support. So I think that there's obstacles or things that need to be thought through, but all of them, I think, at the end of the day are, number one, you know, very achievable, and number two, the benefits far outweigh the investment that needs to be made.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so where can people go if they want to learn more about the Workplace Inclusion Now or WIN that Autism Speaks has, or even take the free training, whether they're employers, job seekers, or community members?
Right, so I'm glad you asked that. So it's www.autismspeaks.org. If you go to our website, Workplace Inclusion Now is right on the front page. You can register for the courses. We have a whole host of materials and resources there. But the courses, you can register right there. As I said earlier, they're completely free to the community. And we'd really love for folks to participate. And we'd really love to get the feedback as well. We continue to want to make this initiative better, stronger, and more reflective for the community.
Nice. Okay. So autismspeaks.org is the website to go to. Autismspeaks.org. You can find out about all the work that Autism Speaks is doing there. But specifically, if you want to look into the Workplace Inclusion Now program or WIN, you'll see it right there. Just click on that, register, or access the resources and the other resources that they have there on Autism Speaks. And we've been speaking with CEO Keith Wargo, CEO of Autism Speaks. And Keith, I want to thank you so much for being here and sharing this program with us and letting people know more about it and the benefits for everybody. So I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Heather. Great to meet you.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. I care deeply about creating a world we can all fully participate in, free from stigma, misperceptions, and barriers. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Rooted in communities nationwide, Easter Seals helps empower millions of people, regardless of age or disability, through its life-changing services and powerful advocacy. Today and every day, Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
I'm Heather Vail with the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show, and this is your community events calendar for nonprofit initiatives and charity events around the Valley. The United Way of Southern Nevada is hosting the 16th annual Women United Suit Drive, which helps women in return to work programs at local nonprofits prepare for job interviews, enter the workforce, and achieve financial stability. They're looking for gently used business suits, dresses, hospital scrubs, shoes, and accessories. Donations can be dropped off through November 3rd at a variety of locations around the Valley. Find all the details at uwsn.org. That stands for United Way, Southern Nevada, so uwsn.org. The 20th annual Movember movement is happening through the month of November as men around the world grow mustaches to help change the face of men's health. This movement helps raise awareness and funds for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and suicide prevention. You can create your own webpage to raise awareness and funds or find out more info at Movember.com. That's November with an M as in Mary. So Movember.com, Movember.com. Three Square's 14th annual holiday match campaign is happening from November 1st until December 31st. This campaign's designed to double your impact in our community throughout the holiday season as all donations are matched, thanks to the generosity of Nevada Gold Mines operated by Barrick, Boyd Gaming Corporation, and Intermountain Healthcare. So now every dollar donated can provide up to 6 meals for hungry residents in Southern Nevada. Donate, volunteer, or find out more at 3square.org. That's 3square.org. Communities and Schools of Nevada is holding their annual Today for Tomorrow Gala with a Lace Up for the Future theme next Friday, November 3rd at 6 p.m. at Chaos Nightclub in the Palms Casino Resort. This year's event honors President Nikki Fargus and the 2022 World Champion Las Vegas Aces, and the theme celebrates sneakerhead culture, so you're encouraged to incorporate sneakers into your wardrobe. Get tickets or find out more at cisnevada.org. That stands for Communities and Schools, so cisnevada.org. Monday's Dark with Mark Chinook is a bi-monthly musical fundraising party at The Space, with each event raising $10,000 for a specific charity in 90 minutes. Upcoming shows include Monday, November 6th at 8 p.m. benefiting Critical Care Comics, and Monday, November 20th at 8 p.m. benefiting Opera Las Vegas. Get tickets or find out more details at mondaysdark.com. That's mondaysdark.com. Speedway Children's Charities holding their 10th annual PJ 5K run and 1 mile walk on Sunday, November 12th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. with registration beginning at 3 p.m. at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You can also register online in advance at speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas. That's speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas. All participants receive a coupon for $5 off glittering lights at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and if you donate a new pair of PJs, you'll be entered into a drawing for tickets to NASCAR next March. So again, that website, speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas. Touro University Nevada and the Nevada Homeless Alliance are partnering for the annual Project Homeless Connect event to serve Las Vegas Valley's homeless and low-income population on Tuesday, November 21st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Cambridge Recreation Center, 3930 Cambridge Street near Boulevard Mall. Physical donations can be dropped off on Monday, November 20th from 2 to 5 p.m., and you can also donate online, sign up to volunteer, or get all the details at nevadahomelessalliance.org. That's nevadahomelessalliance.org.